Welcome back to another episode of The Superintendent Show here on 91.3 WHJE. I'm your host, Jayshna Sivakumar, and with me I have our amazing superintendent, Dr. Beresford. Hello.
Well, good morning.
Good morning to you. How's it going today?
Oh, pretty good so far. It's been a busy month, busy week, busy day, but it's always a pleasure to come here and hang out with you guys here at the radio station, and I'm looking forward to it.
And we love every time you come in here, so thank you. It's almost Friday. Do you have any fun plans for the weekend?
Well, nothing. The big deal for the Beresford family this weekend is Easter, and we are hosting this year at our home.
Wow.
So we have all of my in-laws, outlaws, and family are all coming into the Beresford domain. So I imagine I'll be cleaning a lot of house this weekend and prepping for that. So, but it's always good to have all the family together.
Yeah. We really appreciate you coming in today. And joining us is Naharika.
Hi.
Naharika, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really well today, Jayshna. How are you?
I am great. Thank you. I am so excited you are here today. So I'm the community manager for this year, but I will be graduating this spring and Naharika will be taking over. And she is sitting in today and she's just going to be chilling with us. So I'm so excited you're here.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here.
Awesome.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
All right, so it's April, and April showers bring May flowers, which is something we're really excited about. The weather is finally turning warm after such a brutal winter, and I am very, very happy. Spring break was a well-needed break, but I really do miss it. I went down to Orange Beach with seven other of my closest friends, which was really fun. How was your spring break?
Well, I had an interesting spring break. Thanks for asking.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter, actually, who's 25, was working in Augusta, Georgia. Well, she was a volleyball player, so she was playing in a tournament with other ex-college athletes and blew out her knee. So she had to get her ACL reconstructed. So dad's job over spring break was to go down and get her house ready because she lives in Augusta, Georgia, where they have a big golf tournament called the Masters. And she rents her house out during the Masters, to people who are coming to watch the tournament. And so she needed some help, with doing all that because she was in a knee brace.
Oh, so, man, is she okay?
Yeah, she's, thank you, but she's doing fine. But my spring break was actually doing home improvement projects for 9 days in a row. So I was really happy to come back here and, get some rest because she was working me like a dog. But it was nice to see her. And the weather in Georgia was pretty nice. So it's nice.
Yeah. We went down to Georgia too, actually, the beach down there. But it is really nice down there. And how was your spring break, Naharika?
My spring break, the first half was super fun. I went with a bunch of other families and we rented out a really nice house with a pool in Arizona. So that was really fun. We got to go hiking and then we just kind of, we saw Sedona, which was really pretty. And then we came home and right after I had to get my wisdom teeth out.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's exactly how I felt about that. I'm still dealing with the dry socket 2 weeks later.
Oh, so, man.
Yeah, would not recommend. It was not fun.
Okay, this is weird, but I feel like I don't have wisdom teeth.
You might not, actually.
I hope I don't.
You'd be very lucky. If they haven't shown signs of, coming through, you might just not have them.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that really is.
Do you remember your wisdom teeth experience?
I actually do. And mine were, I actually had to go in for surgery.
Ooh.
Because they were wrapped around my jawbone. They had to go in.
Oh man.
Yeah, I was. It was not a good experience. Mm-hmm. And then, and actually, a really cute girl came to visit me in the hospital. I was in high school, like you guys, and I was pretty excited about that. And then, as soon as she walked in, I started throwing up, and she left immediately.
No,
oh, no.
It was another of a series of just Beresford flops. But
I'm mortified for you.
But I made it through.
And whatever, that's in the past.
It's good. Past is past. Yeah, let it go.
Yeah.
Gotta let it go.
So speaking of spring and summer, I am extremely excited for graduation and summer break coming up. Do you remember your graduation experience?
I do. We were, our class, my graduating class, much like yours, is very close. And it was a big class, not as big as yours, but about half the size of yours. But we just really got along. Most of the groups got along real well, and we just had a lot of fun. And You know, we used to have spirit contests, and when I went to high school, it was sophomore, junior, senior only, and freshmen were in the junior high.
Oh, wow, okay.
So, but we won all the spirit, you know, competitions, sophomore, junior, senior. We just worked well together. So it was really a big celebration of a lot of really special people. And back then, computers, one of the things computers were run by cards. So that you would put a card in, it was punched full of holes, and then that the card reader would read that, and that's how it would read data.
Wow.
So one of the kids' dads, So one of the kids' dads had cases of the little pieces of paper, you know, that fall out of the card when they punch the holes in them. It was like confetti.
Is it like a hole puncher almost?
Yeah, only bigger volume. So anyhow, we had like boxes of confetti from this kid's dad. And so in graduation, we all got two handfuls of confetti, and none of the teachers or anybody knew it. And then when we were supposed to do, you know, throw our hats and stuff, we threw the confetti up in the air.
That is so cute. There's
like 500 or 600 of us. And so there was just like a big cloud of confetti on the football. We had graduated on the football field.
Aww.
So that was really cool. And it's when, you know, like even the teachers, they're really super old teachers now. they say, they still remember the cloud that the class of 78. You know, made at graduation. So yeah, it was pretty special.
Why can't we do anything cool like that? I feel like there's just so many of us that like something like that would be just like so extreme. But that'd be so cool.
Yeah,
man,
you gotta be careful. I was at one sporting event where everybody thought, you know, LeBron James, they were gonna throw up the baby powder, and people with contacts couldn't see.
Oh, no.
People breathed it in and got sick, and it was like they had this great idea and people were dropping like flies, we had to get the EMTs, so it was a mess. You have to be cautious, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, you do have a lot of really neat neat traditions here too. The one clap thing's pretty cool.
Yeah, the caramel clap.
the caramel clap is awesome.
So do you have any fun plans for a summer break?
Well, yeah, we're probably, you know, me and Mrs. B, we're probably going to do some hiking. We're looking at our next hiking adventure, and we're thinking, we're narrowing it down to what kind of things we want to see, whether we want to stay in the United States and maybe do more Grand Canyon-ish kind of stuff, or whether we want to go across the ocean and maybe hike in some Ireland or something like that.
Across the pond there.
I've got some family over there, so that'd be kind of interesting to think, but... So we're still kind of zeroing in on our plans, but somewhere in there, there'll be some hiking and biking.
Love that for you. How about you, Naharika?
For summer break, I'm taking two classes online.
Ew.
yeah, so I'm doing AP Gov and then pre-calc online, and then I'm going to a STEM camp for 2 weeks, and then I'm going to be working for the rest of it.
Look at you, working girl. We love that.
Got to get the bag.
Yeah, you know. So as the senior class is coming to the end of their last year of high school, what advice do you have for us in these last couple months?
Oh, if I had to pick one thing, I'd probably say soak it in. You know, soak it in and really enjoy the time and the moments you have because... you know, you've worked hard, you know, and you're doing it, and you've got your responsibilities to zero in and knock those out one at a time, you know, day by day. But really soak it all in and really enjoy yourselves and enjoy each other more than anything else because, you know, it's, you know, you're completing one of the biggest journeys in life, and these are your comrades, so lock arms and really enjoy it. Soak it in.
Yeah, definitely. Have you heard about our senior assassin game that we got going?
You know, I'm paid to know about stuff.
So, how do you feel about it?
I do have some insider knowledge on the senior assassins thing, and that's gone on for. I've had some experience with that.
Yeah.
You know, to me, it's like as long as you keep it clearly a game, and have fun with it, that's one thing. But if you know, sometimes people get a little too amped up.
Get a little crazy.
We don't want any of that kind of stuff. Actually, in another place I was at, the police became involved in some stalking and some things that were going on.
And when
they got, you know, they're investigating. And then they find out that it's senior assassins.
Yeah.
And this is early when that wasn't like super common.
Right.
So they're like, senior what?
Senior, what's that?
You're doing what? Because what you're doing is really super suspicious.
Yeah. Yeah. And staking out people's houses for like hours.
Yeah. And it was this one of those where you're going, and then then of course mm-hmm. they contact me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, you know what your kids are doing? They're doing what?
What's that?
So you know, I think as long as you keep it in perspective and keep it, you know, like I said, you know, keep it fun.
Definitely.
That's okay.
All right. Now, speaking of things that are coming to an end, Dr. Beresford, your first year of being the superintendent of Carmel Clay Schools is coming to a close. How are you feeling about that?
You know, I was writing a little message about that. I was like, you know, that song, Don't Blink, you know, I was thinking, you know, it's like, it just seemed like yesterday I was, you know, meeting the little kids mm-hmm. off the school bus for the first day of school, and everybody was all dressed up and cute and everything, and now all of a sudden, you know, we got 29 student days, and this first year will be over. But I couldn't be happier. Mm-hmm. My freshman year was awesome mm-hmm. at Carmel Clay Schools. I love the teachers, the administrators, the staff. You know, that's fantastic. The parents I've met, you know, and the community partners, you know, like Youth Assistance Program and the police and fire and the city and just it's all been great. But the best part by far has been students. You guys are just amazing people, and I just love you guys. You're doing you know, the things that you do are just fantastic. And you know, and I talk, you know, it's easy to identify the kids that are like getting state championships and are doing really well and our stats are crazy good and all that kind of stuff. And I'm really proud of all the hard work that goes into that. I think a lot of times people think that, oh, those kids are just naturally smart or something mm-hmm. or naturally talented. No, they work hard to get those achievements. But I'm equally proud of the kids that are in Carmel High School that are struggling every day just to get out of bed, that have obstacles in their lives, that have family situations, that have physical situations, that have obstacles in their lives that make it extremely difficult, you know, to get through. And they are getting through. And that takes tremendous grit. It takes tremendous strength. And I'm equally and maybe sometimes even more proud of those kids that may not be showing up on all the charts, but it's a heroic act every day for them to come here and get through the day. And so shout out to those guys that are overcoming those obstacles and are grinding it out. And then they cross that line in 29 days, they will have earned it under extremely difficult circumstances. So shout out to you guys out there that are working hard to get it done, facing obstacles that not many people even know about or, you know, that kids your age shouldn't have to go through.
Got me tearing up a little bit. I'm just kidding now, but that was really beautiful.
I mean that. That's important.
Yeah. All right, everybody, we're going to take a quick break. Stay here on 91.3 WHJE to listen to more of Dr. Beresford.
I'm in here with that name, and then, like, everyone else with that name, like, won't go through the difficulty of, people pronouncing it.
I could really set, what's it? I could
start
a
revolution.
Yeah, I could, honestly.
All right, Caitlin, how about you?
If I had to, I'm okay with my name too.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Same. I feel like I'm okay with my name.
I think I would just switch my name with my sister's, Elizabeth.
Well, that would be confusing for your parents.
Yeah, maybe a little bit, but.
Would she be Caitlin or would she also just
care.
Be?
I would just take, I don't know. I think it's elegant.
I love Caitlin, so. All right. What is your number one phobia?
I didn't hear your name answer.
I mean, I thought we were just skipping over that. You know what I mean?
Did anybody remember Sage's name choice?
Okay, if I had to pick. Okay, this is like super. Okay, so I feel like every girl, this is so weird. Oh my God, Dr. Beresford is going to be like, what? But like every girl has like a list of names that like.
In our notes.
Yeah, that we're going to name our kids, you know? So let's go through mine. I have a lot of guy names, so.
Mine are kind of embarrassing.
I know, mine are so embarrassing.
Most of mine are like just names I think are cool but would never use.
Yes. Oh my God. Okay, I
do have some regrets that I didn't name one of my sons Opie.
That's a cute name.
Opie Beresford after Opie Taylor.
Wait, with the full name? Would there be like a full name to it? Or is that like just it?
Opie would be the first name.
Okay. So like, I didn't know if there was like a longer name and it was just like a nickname.
His nickname would be Ope.
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 I really like the name Danica. Ooh. I know that's weird, but like...
Race car driver.
Yes, that's exactly why. Yeah. My dad loved her. So But I feel like that's something I named my kid. But that's way far off. We don't have to worry about that right now.
Yep.
All right. Number one phobia, Dr. Beresford.
Oh, if I had to, you know, probably my biggest phobia is, you know, like I've like climbed in caves and stuff like that. And actually, when I'm doing it, I don't worry about it. But like I'll have a dream that, you know, I get stuck in there. I get stuck into a small confined space. Mm-hmm. So that's probably one of mine that's a little, you know,
like enclosed spaces.
The other fear I have, and I have had nightmares about, is that I say something that I really think out loud in the inappropriate place. And so, like, yeah. I wake up in a sweat and go, did I say that out loud? You know, or
no,
something.
But, no.
But I haven't yet, so I'm hopeful that not. But those are two things I've kind of, mm-hmm. you know, kind of have a little creep factor around.
Yeah. Naharika?
Biggest phobia? I don't know. I feel like I'm, like, kind of scared, like, of a bunch of different things.
Yeah,
you know?
Like,
I'm scared of snakes. Like, I'd probably freak out, like, that kind of stuff. But I think, like, in terms of phobias, probably drowning.
Yeah,
I'm very
for sure.
scared of drowning. Like, I like the ocean, but I also, like, can't swim. Mm-hmm. So I'd really be scared if, like, the boat tipped over. I would just die. I mean, there was just no.
You could live.
I could.
You could float.
Let's work on that. We can.
We
can help you.
Yeah, this summer.
At least had a dog paddle. That's
that's all you need.
I could get a good 5 minutes in before I get
down. We'll work. We'll get you some the help you need.
Caitlin,
mine is really easy because I have a real phobia about this. But like whales, they're so scary.
Dude, I have
so
a friend
scary.
That hates whales too.
So
yeah,
scary.
Like they're so big.
I can't even look at a picture of one. Like, I'll, like, throw up.
What about
Are you scared
whale
of the
sounds?
Ocean?
No, I love the ocean. Mm.
Whale
and it's
sounds?
Like, I mean, I don't really, I don't listen to whale sounds a lot, so I don't know. But it's mostly blue whales. Cause they're
Have you
so
seen, like,
big.
The pictures of, like, the tiny boat and
yes.
then, like, the huge
yeah, I don't wanna,
whale?
I really don't want to talk about that, if I'm being honest. Makes me really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Let's not freak out our
Yeah, let's not freak out our board off. I think I'm afraid of getting kidnapped. Like, that's my biggest fear.
Oh.
Just, like, anywhere. That's so scary.
Yeah.
And, like...
We talked about that a lot in New York.
We did. Me and Caitlin, we went to New York this past... I don't know when. March?
Naharika was there, too.
Yeah, it was
and
end
Naharika
of February.
Was there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we all went for a radio conference, and we were, you know... There was a little scared.
Jason was scared of getting kidnapped. I can attest to that. She was scared.
I was. All right. What is your biggest pet peeve?
I would say if I had to narrow down, you know, I would probably say it would be ingenuine people.
Mm.
People that are not kind or polite. Because I think we're losing a little bit of civility in mm-hmm. our world, and it's okay to disagree and yeah. even be passionate about what you believe, but not at the expense of somebody else. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, why can't we discuss and be passionate about what we believe without hurting someone else?
Exactly.
And
yeah.
so that's something that just bugs the heck out of me mm-hmm. sometimes. I just want to say, you know, if you want to be mean, don't do it here. You know, be you know, have your opinion, but don't beat up other people, please.
Yeah, I definitely have to agree with Dr. Beresford, but also for me, like, I think my biggest pet peeve is, like, politically when people don't want to talk about things and they just kind of, like, write people off for doing things and, I don't know, I'm being really vague here,
mm-hmm.
but I hope you can understand what I'm
yeah.
saying. Like, people who are, like, really, really, really left or really, really, really right don't even want to talk about issues. They're like, oh, you're just wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just wrong. Even though most people are, like, in the middle, and then it kind of pulls everyone to sides. And I just...
Yeah.
Honestly, the political divide is my biggest pet peeve.
Yeah. No, and I feel like the U.S. as a whole is just kind of becoming more and more polarized because
right.
no
yeah.
one's talking about stuff.
No one
but...
wants to compromise anymore.
Yeah. Caitlin?
Well, mine isn't that deep. I feel weird going after that. But, like, I don't really use Snapchat anymore, but, like, when I did,
mm-hmm.
and people would just leave you on open, I hated that. Just,
hey,
you're not going to answer, don't
then
open
don't
it.
Then don't open it.
Yeah. Like, it just bothered me so much.
Yeah.
It made me feel like I was always doing something wrong.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just want you to know that I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. being the old guy.
Yeah, I definitely agree with everyone here. But like open-mindedness. Is that a word? Mindedness?
Yeah.
Okay. Just like being open, even if you don't agree with it, just maybe talking about it is definitely something. That's my pet peeve. All right. How did you get your weirdest or most prominent scar?
Wow. Didn't see that one coming. Probably, you know, when you're old, you get quite a few of those. So, you know, that's quite a...
Who's old here? There's no one here that's old.
Yeah, I'm like three times you guys' age.
I don't know.
on a good day. but probably the one, probably the biggest and... You know, at least it's a story, was I was a cross-country runner in high school. And, you know, not being too braggadocious, but I was pretty good. and we were going into the biggest invitational meet in Illinois, and I was seated very highly. And I was really fired up because I'd be against the best guys in the state. And in the first 800 meters, somebody came from my right side out of nowhere and stepped on my foot and spiked my foot. And it cut. Back then, we wore 3/4-inch spikes in cross country, and it cut into my foot pretty deeply. Went underneath the bone, and then it was bad.
Oh my goodness!
And so end of the day, I ended up in the hospital, and they had to sew it all up and all that kind of stuff. And it was right a bad time of the season, and I had to be out for like several days. And every time I look at that scar, I just go, "Dang it."
Dang it, come on.
Yeah, that could have been it was one of those moments that didn't happen. But at the same time, I learned a lot from that adversity. So that's all right.
For sure.
But that's my scar story.